Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
lending our favors.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending
our favors.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
Want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, always be something.
There'll always be something.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're your
neighbor. We're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Lend a hand.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me. Pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration. God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those who call themselves God's people. Giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly neighbors. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we won't change, no matter how evil the world gets. And we won't change, no matter how mean people get. And we won't change, no matter how cold people get. Because we know that love can conquer all. And we are. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Because we got the love. love of Muhammad in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim. Peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind. That final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Greetings. My apologies. Please, my people here, that we are fine and I have time to get on. Thank you so much. Please, we always have the decent done work. But thank you. I am on here again today. I'm with you. I'm just wondering now what's going on. If you can see, Shaheed is trying to broadcast radio to a spectrum of the internet. There's all some interference. But we thank you that the law has been here today, broadcasting for you at 8:30 Sunday morning. I am Isla Abdullah, introducing you to our program, Imam Shaheed Shahid, of the Alphabet of PH. We come on every time at 12 o'clock, but there are complications, thank you for your patience and as we go through these problems that we do have at times. We just work on it, until we get it. And we keep our faith in the law. We want God to protect. So we're going to be tried, especially if anything is public. But now we are on the air, and I pray that all of you, I see we have a few people who join us. And today's discussion, I won't hold you up any longer. We'll get right to the discussion now. I'll let you know a little about what it's going to be about, and I will introduce them to his Shabbat. I'll connect with him. Today's discussion is saving the world from evil with moral excellence. People, all life begins with good morality, and all life ends with bad morality. Nothing to think about. The research is to prove that men gave up good morality for power, place, and material gain, came to an evil end. People, you can't get rid out of evil. The end of evil is evil, and the end of good is good. The morality comes from righteous living, and righteous living comes from the fear of Allah. Allah creates creation with moral law. These laws keep the world under the protection of Allah's power. Evil fears the power of Allah. Evil can only exist in the absence of peace. So people, if you want to stop evil, you must come back to the remembrance of Allah. And people, the remembrance of Allah is the fear to disobey Allah. When you forget Allah, when you forget Allah, we forget all good. And when we follow ourselves, we are following all evil. Only Allah's goodness can destroy evil. Evil comes into our life when we forget Allah. Evil will leave our life when we come back to the remembrance of Allah. And people's hearts will find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So you can see people. This is a beautiful, beautiful question we have today. Because we can ask the wise before like it is. Well, there's a simple answer that we've given you in that email. Shadi will be talking to you on his discussion today. You want your participation from the audience, and we pray a lot that you will join us in this discussion, expressing your feelings, your reasons, your understanding of why we have the conflict and the confusion that we have today, and most of the discussion is about talking about African Americans and how we've been treated in our life. And as you can see, many of us have to stop it. They feel like we should move on. So we want to know too what you think about this, your take on this. And now I will be Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Imam Shabazz. Walaikum
assalam alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I greet you, Assalamu alaikum, for those who do not know what it means. It means peace of Allah, the Creator, be upon you. We start out with that, greeting you in the greetings of peace. We want peace in the world, and we want peace in our life as human beings. Allah created us in His peace. So we were opening with prayer, because when Allah created us, He created us in a state of prayer, in a state of remembrance of Him. The baby only knows the Creator. The baby don't even know Almighty God. After the 9 months, the baby is fully developed in the womb of the mother, but the baby still don't know his mother or father. The baby only knows the one that created that baby. And so we come into the world in a state of consciousness of our Creator. And He say, we are not to leave unless we're in that same state. He said, if we leave, and we leave in a state other than the way we were when He created us as a baby, which is total remembrance of Him and total submission to His will, then we will not be able to enter His kingdom. We will go to the hellfire that He have prepared for people who want to forget Him and live a life of evil. We start with prayer from there. This is the opening prayer of the Holy Quran. It's called Fatiha, or the Al-Fatiha, the opening prayer. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, in thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. With that said, people, we want to start off speaking a little bit on what the co-host was talking about and expressing a little bit more about the title of the program. It's about morality and saving not only the world, but saving yourself and saving the world. This world that we're in today is no different from the world in all past history. History repeats itself, and history has repeated itself today. What you see today is the same thing that happened in all history. So if you want to find the solution to the world's problems today, study history. The answers are in history, people. This is why the enemy of truth try to cut us off from our true history, so that we will not know the reality of our Creator, and we will not know the reality He created us in. He created us in His reality. He is the only reality, and He created us in His reality. And some people say, out of ignorance, the image of God created us in His image. No, that's English language. But in the Arabic, the pure whole truth and nothing but the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, say that He created the nature of good in every human being. That's more clear and explicit. So by nature, what is your nature? The nature is the way you was created to live your life. So the nature of the sun is to shine. and dispel the darkness. The nature of the moon is to come out at night. That's their nature. The nature of everything created has a specific way of life. And everything that's created follows its nature and never deviates. It can't deviate because, first of all, Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, he said when he created his creation, he said to his creation, come ye together willingly or unwillingly. And all his creation we see came together in willing obedience to Allah, the creator, except man and woman. Almighty God, Allah, say man and woman, you know, we are creatures of haste. You see? He said, we are creatures of haste. You know, we want things when we want it. We don't want to wait on our creator. We want to do things when we want it. I want them done. We want to do them the way we want to do them. But this is not our true nature. This is our ungodly nature. See, we have an ungodly nature, too. It's false. And that is the nature that tells us when Allah say, don't do this, this is wrong, stay away from the haram or the forbidden. This is the nature to say, oh, it's okay. He doesn't really mean stay away from it. You can do it and, you know, he'll forgive you. That is the nature that tries to justify our wrongdoing. And Almighty God, Allah, only accepts good. He don't accept wrong. So Allah, our creator, say all the good that happens in our life come from him. He's all good. And Allah say all the evil that happens in our life, it comes from our own selfish will. See, we have a selfish will as human beings, and then we have the will of Allah, like all creation have. Everything created is under the will of Allah, except man and woman, simply because we are the only part of Allah's creation that he gave a little limited amount of freedom of will, so we have to choose to follow all nature, which is good, or go against nature, which is bad. And that brings destruction and evil in our life, going against our nature, which is good. So if you want to stop the evil in your life, you want your life to get better, and you want to stop the evil in this world, it has to be through God consciousness, which leads to moral excellence. It leads you to moral excellence. What is moral excellence? It means you're always striving to do good and to do better, to improve in the goodness of Almighty God Allah. And you're always striving to stay away from that which is forbidden by Allah, that which is bad. That's good morality. That's what morality means. And Almighty God Allah say in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he say, when we forget him, our creator, we will fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation. You got people out here killing their children. You got people out here maiming each other. They have no, the majority of people have no respect for human life. And being that Allah is life, if you don't respect human life, you don't respect Allah. You got all of these Muslims in the world. Because I'm using us because we are supposed to be the leaders in good morality for the whole world. You got Muslim, Christian, Jews, all these religious people, but I'm talking about Muslims right now, killing other Muslims. Now, where did they get that from? Allah say a believer shouldn't, in the Quran, should never kill a believer. And they say if they do it unintentionally, they can be forgiven. But if they do it intentionally, their recompense or their pay is hell fire forever. and they would never come out. So, I mean, where is the fear of Allah in the Muslims today? I ain't talking about nobody else right now but the Muslims. The majority of Muslims have no fear today. They have no fear of Allah. They act this like because they can't see Allah, that Allah don't see what they're doing and know what they're doing. They act like today this world we in, the material world, belongs to people, and if there is a God, his world belongs to him. And they're going to live the way they want to live in their world down here, and they ain't really concerned with God in this world, because you can't be God conscious and act like Allah or your creator is somewhere off somewhere sitting apart from his world and don't know what's going on in the world. That's what they teach in Christianity. That's what they teach in Judaism. That's what they teach in Buddhism, Hinduism, and all other isms, divisions, and so-called religion. So, we want to start off this way, and we want to say that, you know, change in this world is the same way the world was changed in the past. It can only be changed by each individual recognizing that when you do good, you get good back. And when you do evil, you get evil back in return. You can't do evil and get good from that evil. No, Allah say the end of evil is evil and the end of good is good. But you got people starting with the Muslim. They think that they can do good and follow up that good that they done with a bad deed. Allah say follow up a good deed with a bad deed. I mean, follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and the good deed will wipe out the bad deed. Most Muslims doing the opposite, and Christians and the rest of the people, but I'm beginning with you Muslims, because we're supposed to be leaders for the world, right? So Allah say follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and the good deed will wipe out the bad deed. Most Muslims are doing good. Yeah, a lot of them. A whole lot of them, maybe a majority, I don't know. They're doing good. A lot of them are doing good. But they're following up the good with bad, killing each other, fornicating, committing adultery, lying, stealing. They're not true to their word. They'll tell you a bold-faced lie, look right in your face, tell you a lie, know they're lying, tell you they're going to do something good to help you, won't never respond back to you. You can be dying. They know you're dying and won't even come by to visit you. What kind of, what is this? What is, that's not Islam. Islam say you're not a true Allah. And Islam and Quran, Allah's book, say you're not a true believer, not Muslim, until you what? Want the good for your brother that you enjoy for yourself. Not just want it, but do everything in your power to make sure you, if you got it, and your brother, he don't have to ask you. You're automatically, you're obligated by Allah to do good by your brother. And who is your brother? Other Muslims? No, humanity. Humanity, mankind is one human family. With one set of parents, a male and a female, Adam and Eve. And one divine creator, not two, not three, not three and one gods, but only one God, Allah. Allah is one, not two or three. Let me read something to you here out of the Quran that is very beautiful, and this will help you to remember that only good morality and God consciousness and striving to do good will end this evil in this world and bring back the good that God created this world in. He created this world in good, in his goodness. Yes, Allah say, remember me, and I shall remember you. And Allah say, be grateful unto me, and deny not me. Allah. There is no God except Allah. Allah's are all the most beautiful names, attributes, qualities. Huh? Allah say, oh, mankind, behold, I have created you all out of a male and a female and have made you into nations and tribes that you might come to know one another. Truly the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is the most deeply conscious of Allah. Behold, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. Allah says, oh, for you all to correct this world and yourself, there is no superiority in skin color. Allah said there is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab, or for an Arab over an Arab, or nor for a white over a black, or a black over a white. Allah said the only superiority he created in the human being is in God consciousness. That is the one that is the most conscious of obeying the will of the Creator, Allah. And his will is all good. So Allah say the best of us is the best of us in what? Moral conduct. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, Allah say he's the best example of moral conduct for all human beings. Who expect to have any hope on the day of judgment. You see, any who expect to have any hope for their soul salvation, Allah says Prophet Muhammad is the best example for them. You see, so people, I hope you think deeply on what's being said, because the world as we know it is soon to end, and the real world, a reality that you can't see, but it's all around you. It was this movie called The Matrix. And what they were showing on there is what Allah said in the Quran. Almighty God Allah says, he say on the day of judgment, all these people who believe this world is real, Muslims and people who believe this, Muslims and most people who believe this world is real and believe they are real, their money is real, their cars and all these material things, Allah said on the day of judgment, it's going to be just like this world never existed. And we never existed in this world, and his world was always there. That is the way it is now. That's what the Matrix was talking about. Everything that you see, including your physical body, is nothing but an illusion. Not even real. Even your reality as a human being, it is not your body. Our reality as human beings is the reality of Allah, who is the only reality inside our heart. And his reality in our heart is his what? Ruh. It's his spirit. Okay. We'll read here from an excerpt that we wrote, want to share with you all. I just titled A World Without Spiritual Enlightenment. Most people in this world have lost touch with reality. Most people have made this world their paradise. So because this world is only an illusion, it can only be a fool's paradise. Allah say in his spiritual book, Quran, the root of all evil is the love of this false world. This is nothing new. This is just history repeating itself. Study history, and you will see that all past generations that forgot the Creator, Allah, also forgot the ability to understand right from wrong. Allah sent his truth to all people by way of his messengers, but just like most people today, most people in the past rejected Allah's messengers and Allah's message. So they were live what? In spiritual darkness. Only Allah's truth can bring this world back to spiritual guidance and enlightenment. But people, you must have the will to come out of spiritual darkness and ignorance of your Creator in your reality as a soul. We people have limited freedom of will. It's limited now. Allah say he tests our will with good and evil to see who will choose good or evil, or who will be best in conduct. Allah said in the Quran, all good come from Allah. And Allah said, all evil come from our own self-will as humans. So we can see people in order to destroy evil in ourselves. And even in this world, we have got to give up our freedom of will. Like Prophet Abraham and Ishmael did, peace be upon both prophets, Eid coming up called Eid al-Adha. Prophet Ibrahim was asked by Allah, the Creator, to kill his son. And it's symbolic. He prayed for a son because he wanted a son to carry on his work or godly works after he leave this world. And Allah blessed him with his first son, which is Ishmael. Peace be upon them both, prophets, messengers. And he revealed to him in a vision that I want you to kill him as a willing sacrifice to show me that you put nothing before me and you're willing to live your life only for me and not for yourself. And so when he had laid him prostrate on his forehead, as the history go, Allah revealed to him, first of all, Prophet Ibrahim told his son, say, this is what Allah want me to do. What do you think about it? Is you willing to do it? He said, if Allah, the Creator, say it's good for you, Father, you will find me a willing servant like you. And so Allah revealed to him, no, I don't want you to kill your son. I just wanted to test your will, your freedom that I give your will to see if both of you are was willing to live your life to please me and not yourself. That's what that represents. And so, people, as I said, going on this world, we have got to give up our freedom of will. See, most people think freedom is free to do what you want to do. But look, this is why the world is in the shape it's in. And most people accept Allah's will. Excuse me. Most people, bear patiently with me if you will. Most people think that we're free to do what we want to do. But we're not free to do what we want to do without consequences. We're free to do what we want to do, but there's evil consequences because our will is evil. Our selfish will is evil. But the will of Allah is all good. And I want you to understand, people, Allah's will is all good. And Allah only accepts good. So this is the world's downfall today with most people, Muslims, Christians, Jews, whoever, trying to live a good life, religious people, along with an evil life. This is unacceptable. This to Allah is this conduct is unacceptable to Allah. And in my conclusion for this part of the talk, Almighty God, Allah, our Creator, say evil then dominated the world and took over most people in the world because he say most people in religion, beginning with the Muslims, he said they don't take faith in him seriously. They don't take it seriously. They take faith as a game or a joke. They don't take it seriously. Something else here I want to share with you. I know it's important. You know, faith is an action word. So Almighty Allah say, lip profession of faith is not enough. It's not faith. Allah say faith is accepting his will in the Quran and striving in his cause, which is the cause of righteousness, justice, and truth. Most people in all religions talk faith but forget to practice or live by faith. Faith is a five-letter word. I want to share this with you, this meaning. Then I end. Faith means, follow along with me, forsaking all, I trust him. Trust in Allah means obeying Allah. Faith without obedience to Allah is dead. There's no faith at all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum Assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And as you can see, our brother has been blessed with a way of explaining to us the reality of the Creator. Why do you hear our purpose, the rules and laws for us to follow, and the guidance that we should be seeking through our Creator, the Almighty God, Allah, whose his proper name is Allah. And we want to be thankful that we have been blessed with such brothers as this brother to bring us this true message with clear understanding. So we can't have any excuse. The book explains so clearly. And I don't want them to hold them up. We have many guests here. We have guests here today. And I want to recognize them and see if they have a word or two that they would like to say, express themselves. I'm trying to get Green One on now, if I can. Sometimes the song doesn't want to act right with me. Oh, but I pray that I can get you back here. Let me see if I can try again. I'm trying to bring the brother on, and I think I'm bringing him on now. I believe it's a brother. It's just a number, really. I don't know, brother, sister. This person is in the Washington metropolitan area. The number is 202-550-9653. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sharon Abdullah, and I am from the Washington metropolitan area. Master Muhammad's my home masjid, and right now I'm on vacation in Florida, actually.
Well,
enjoy your vacation.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, so good news, and you're on vacation too. May Allah bless you for that sacrifice you make to support us. This is a beautiful, beautiful, very beautiful and humble sister that we have here. I just love her. I've known her since she was a baby, and she's just like one of my own. She is from the Masjid that I attend in Washington, D.C., Masjid Muhammad. Sister Sharon, is there any comments that you would like to make at this time?
I just had to say alhamdulillah to the imams. Lecture today. I'm a healthcare provider. I'm usually working on weekends, so this was such a blessing to take this time and to, reflect more on my deen. And it was alhamdulillah. I really appreciate this. And inshallah, we'll continue to call in or listen in on Sunday since I'm now off on weekends.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much again. Joining us and supporting us. All right, we have here another caller here, and I don't want to hold that guest up. They've both been on for quite a while. This number is 910. One moment here, this phone today wants to act up with me. So, inshallah, let's see if I can get this page back. It wants to go black on me today for some reason. Okay, the next number is the 910-500-2448. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, it's Dahad Abdullah. What's fine?
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, I didn't recognize your number.
It's all good. Yeah, I'm just calling, listening. I haven't called in a while. I mean, yeah, and listen in and, give a little bit of feedback. That's all.
Well, we know you're always glad to have you on us. So this is my son, Jihad. He's in Fayetteville, North Carolina, doing a great job in studying the Quran and working with the masjid. And, I'm so thankful and grateful for him. He was brought up in Islam, and he's staying strong in his deen. And for that, I am very grateful to Allah. He comes at his comments and has very good comments. He's really very good student of Quran now. And we're always glad to have him support us again. Since there doesn't seem to be any more guests at this time, Imam Shabazz, we'll have you to continue with your discussion for today. And for those of you who might be tuning in, we always have those who are tuning in but who prefer not to come on and say anything. So we appreciate them too. We're just thankful for those who participate and who join us each Sunday. Today's discussion is saving the world from evil with moral excellence. With moral excellence. And it's very timely. It's really what we need, because this is what has actually happened, is that our morals, we've forgotten what good morals are. And we're trying to go the way of the world, and everyone is joining in doing what the world is doing, it appears. Even though the so-called righteous ones who are supposed to be striving to please the Creator, to please the law, or whoever we call the Creator, we find ourselves not wanting to miss this world and what the world is about. And in most cases, we get ourselves in trouble because we don't realize there's a limit. We're supposed to be in this world, but not of this world. And that's very serious and a very strong statement there that we make, being in the world but not of the world. And we have to know our limitations, know exactly what it is that we should be doing as being in the world and what we shouldn't be doing as being of the world. If we see someone that's doing something that we know that is morally wrong, that we're not being taught to do, and we decide to do that to please them because we want to be a pet, be helped, and we don't want to be different and left out, then that is what we should question. Because that is being of the world and not in the world. And now, Imam Shabazz, I won't hold you any longer. We'll get back to Imam Shabazz on saving the world from evil with moral excellence. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum salam, and I just want to thank the brother and the sister for coming on today, supporting their program, our program, that is to try to get the truth out, the whole truth out to the people in the Quran, and call the world back to good sense. Good sense means God's sense, the sense that Allah put in all of us when He put His spirit in us. He put his sense, the sense of right and wrong in us also. So we don't have to have no imam or no preacher or nobody to tell us right from wrong. Even as a child, you got a conscience and a heart. You know when you was doing right from wrong. And when you do wrong, you look at your mama. You know, you look at your mother because you know you're doing wrong, you know. But even now as adults, don't nobody have to tell you when you're doing wrong. You have a conscience and a heart. Allah gave us a head start on wrong by creating the nature of good in us. So you see, our good nature, it reminds you when you do wrong because you're going against your nature. And then you start feeling guilty of conscience, and you don't want nobody to find out about that because you don't want your nature is good. It's godly. This is something that I wanted to share with the audience too. You know, please read the Quran. If you're not reading the Quran that much, please remember that the Quran is the only way to save ourselves and to save others around us from the evil that's seeking to destroy all human souls. Evil's job is to destroy our soul, you see? And I'll share with you why, because this is very important to understand. When Allah, before there was evil, there was a jinn that Allah created, and he was righteous in heaven, and he worked with the angels in heaven in the cause of service of Allah. Called Iblis. And then Allah told him he was going to create mankind and then told him he was going to create him out of, you know, the earth. And he said, I can't submit. I'm going to cut it short. He said, I can't submit. Iblis said, I can't submit to something you created out of clay, mud. You created me out of fire. So Allah said, get you out of here. You got to get out of here. You can't stay in my kingdom and disobey me. So Satan, he became the devil then, the Satan, the arch enemy of all human beings. So he said, Allah, give me respite or reprieve until the day you raise up the human beings from the dead, and I will show you, you will find most of them, they won't even be acknowledging you as God. They will act like I created them to do evil, and you did not create them to do good. That's what we're at right now. And guess what? Allah didn't tell him, no, you ain't going to be able to get all most of the people. Allah, guess what Allah said? Y'all, you all know. Allah told him, say, go on, get all of them you can. He said, but understand this. I'm going to fill hell with you and everyone that follows you. Allah say, but my sincere servants who been purified by my grace, you won't be have no power over them to influence them with your evil. But then he go on and say, the only ones of my true servants you'll be able to get is those who follow you and put themselves in the wrong. So even if you on the straight path of Allah and you're doing good, stay humble. Because we can we as human beings, we are weak. And Allah said he created us weak in flesh. And Allah said we can only approach him through humility. Approach him like we're a little baby. A little baby is helpless, can't do anything for itself. And we as human beings, we are helpless before Allah. We can't do nothing without Allah but what? Destroy ourselves because we don't know right from wrong when we forget Allah. And we ain't striving to obey Allah. All we know is evil. And I want to say this right here. We was talking about a fool's paradise. Most Muslims today, they striving just as hard to get this dunya, these dead things in this dead world, or these material things, like most other people, they're competing with them. It's a surah, chapter in the Quran. Allah speaks of that, the mutual rivalry for piling up the material things in this world diverts your attention from the spiritual concerns until you die and you don't have no spiritual good on your record. All you got is a life empty, wasted, and dead, empty materialism. And vanities, false vanity, vain pleasures, carnal pleasures of your carnal flesh. But listen, Allah says here in the Quran, he says, Allah says he calls us to an eternal home of peace. He said, will you not answer that call? I'm putting this out there for most Muslims first, and then everybody else that's listening. This world is not the world of Allah. Allah's world is an eternal world first. And guess what? His world is a world of peace. This world is a world of hell, and it's a world of injustice, and it's a world of hatred towards mankind, towards mankind. This is not the world of piling up the material things. Of this material world diverts you from the more serious or spiritual concerns until ye visit the graves. Allah say, but nay, ye soon shall know the reality. Allah say, again, ye soon shall know. Allah say, nay, were ye to know with certainty of mind, ye would be well. Allah say, ye shall certainly see hellfire. Allah say, again, ye shall see it with certainty of sight. Then Allah say, ye shall be questioned that day about the joy in this world ye indulged in. People, do you know that most people are pleasure seekers? Most people seek pleasure in vanities. Most Muslims do, Christians, Jews. Look at the world. Most people are seeking pleasure in vanities. Vanity, vain means empty. You got a lot of people that seek pleasure. Like I said, just ain't going to call nothing. It's in seeking pleasure in each other and in the material thing, and both are vain. You got people around here not calling themselves gods. It ain't just a white man saying he God. You got blacks to say they God. You got women that saying they goddesses. And you got men saying they God. sometime I'll be out working, because, you know, I work in the community out in the street like the prophets and the messengers. And people sometimes say, As-salamu alaykum, God. They'll say, peace, God. I don't pay them no attention. I let them know I'm not God. But sometimes I don't even say nothing, because you can't reason with a fool. If that's what they think, that people are God, I can't get them to change. You know, people going to think the way they want to think, because Allah allows them the ability to think. And whether it's right or wrong, He given all of us the ability to think. But if you thinking outside of the guidance, the knowledge of Allah, you are thinking wrong. You are out of your mind. You're insane. And people, I just want to say that, you know, Allah's will for us, even in this world, is not the outer world, the material world, as the co-host said. The world of Allah for us, even in this world, is inside our bodies. It's our soul. It's our, the spirit of Allah in our soul. You see? So most people, by focusing on nothing but the outer world, this is where the evil come in. Allah say the root of all evil is the love of the material world and the things in it. And Allah letting you know right there, if you read the Quran and you're sincere, Allah say, and you strive to obey Him with sincerity, good near, good intentions, His final revelations in the Quran for the whole world, He said, if you do that, the Quran will lead you straight to paradise. And He said, if you read the Quran and you don't follow the Quran, or you just don't follow the Quran and read the Quran at all, He said, the Quran will lead you straight to the hellfire. It's your choice, people. You see, we have a choice. Freedom of choice. Nothing else Allah created have the freedom to choose this life. This life is already ordained. But the human being's life, Allah give us the choice to choose our life or to choose to go against our life and choose death. When we choose the will of Allah in the Quran and to follow His Prophet Muhammad, who exemplifies that life in the Quran, we choose life. When we go against the Quran and we go against the Sunnah, the example of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, we choose death. When Prophet Muhammad was here 1,400 years ago, the world was just like it is now. It was, that language was Arabic, so it was called Jahiliyyah. Jahiliyyah meant age or world of spiritual darkness. And spiritual darkness meant that the people of the world, all over the world, they was engrossed in all types of unthinkable horrors to each other because they had forgot their creator. And as I said in the beginning, Allah said when you forget him, you will fall to the lowest depths of moral degradation. And also Allah said when you forget him, you forget your soul. And when you forget your soul, what are you forgetting? You're forgetting your life. Ain't nothing else real. Your body ain't real. The material things ain't real. The material world ain't real. So what is the part of us that's real in this world? It's our soul. So when you reject your creator, Allah, who is the only reality, then you're rejecting your true reality as a human being. And I want to say that this also, that when Allah put his spirit in our body after he developed us in three stages of darkness, 9 months in our mother's womb, and then he had her to conceive us, he put some of his spirit into our body. And his spirit gave birth to our real human spiritual life. It gave birth to our what? Intelligence. And in giving birth to our intelligence, he gave us a mind. And when he put his spirit in our body, it caused our mind to begin to what? Think. It calls us to be able to reason, to think and reason and be able to distinguish right from wrong. So when you forget Allah, it's impossible to know what's right from what's wrong. At this time, I'm going to stop, and maybe someone else got a comment, or if they maybe agree with what I'm saying or disagree, it's okay. We can disagree to agree, but we can go to the Quran, and we will agree. I guarantee you that. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
This is Sister Sharon. I guess I'll chime in. Brother Imam, for your once again for your expounding on the Quran and being on this earth and what's important, what's real, and what's simply going to go away along with our human existence. And I find that in life, and sometimes people call me Goody Two Shoes because that's all that I know. Well, like, can you hear me?
It appears as though the phone is acting up. I guess I don't know what it is about. Google again, what's going on?
Walaikum salam.
I am not able to get back to the studio. I'm cut off from them. I don't know whether they can hear me or not, but brother, if you can hear me, keep teaching. I'm not able to hear you right now, but I'm working on it. So just keep the teaching
okay.
on.
Okay, can you,
make sure
can you
I
hear me, sister?
The problem solved in a minute.
Yes, sir, I can hear you now.
Okay, well, you go ahead on. We're going to have to continue to go on. This happens sometime. The co-host, she's very good at what she do, and she will be back on as soon as she can. But since I'm the host, we can continue the show. So what was you saying? Again, I was trying to catch what you were saying.
Okay. Just to reflect on what you were saying, I was raised in the Nation of Islam, so those tenets of Allah sees everything that you do. That actually resonated within me. And as
can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Can you hear me, sister? Well, alaikum
assalam.
You're still on the air, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I've checked everything. Everything seems to be working. So I don't know what is the problem in the studio. It must be in the studio now. As we can say, audience, if you can hear me, these technical difficulties is something that we have been having on and off lately. I think what I'm going to have to do is just call and speak with the people in the studio and find out what's going on during the week. You talk to contact anyone on the weekends. That's the only thing about your show. You don't have anybody in the studio to assist you on the weekends. But I will call and find out because they keep having
being cut off here lately. And I, like I said, I don't know if you're hearing me or not, but I can't hear you at all. So I'm going to go again and try it again and see if I can come through this time. Go ahead on and continue to talk, sister, while she's the co-host is trying to get back on because we want to, this time is valuable. You know, every breath we take, Allah said we get nearer to death. So this time is valuable.
Uh-huh.
And we want to continue the show. So I wanted to hear what you had to say because if you got a question or you want to share some with me, I'm ready to receive that too.
Brothers, you have one.
Yeah, can
sometimes
you hear me?
There's usually a problem with the internet. The internet seems to be working. Everything seems to be fine there. So it has to be in the studio that we're having a problem this time. I should be having a problem with the listening. It's with the audio that we're having a problem, and I'm really not sure how I go about correcting that one yet. I have to work on that and find out how to check it. I used to have my children help me with this.
Sister, would you go ahead on with what you had to say? We just have to, you know, speak. We just have to speak while the sister speaking.
Okay, and I just have to say alhamdulillah because the decades have passed, and I just had a milestone birthday, in fact, June 1. And just to say Allah has blessed me, sir, was basically the fact that doing good, you get good, you know, returns to you. And so I have been able, alhamdulillah, over the years to positively affect so many human beings, you know, in my family. I'm a healthcare professional and an educator. So this is real. What you're saying, this is real. And I'm not perfect, but I found it that.
No one is. No one is.
Yes, sir. When you put it out there, you get it back. When there's a conflict,
right.
you meet it with goodness. You don't meet it with trying to do tit for tat.
That's
you know,
right. That's right.
Being out of your nature, and people notice that about you in your community or your workplace. Why don't you get mad? You know, they talk to you that kind of way. You respectfully stand your ground, but you don't make yourself beneath or below someone who's acting out. And I just find that, alhamdulillah, thus far, as of today, because every minute, you know, is different, that Allah is blessing with that type of demeanor. And so, alhamdulillah, this is really fortifying, you know, the essence of who I am, believe I am, and inshallah will continue to be. And so, thanks for be on this call, alhamdulillah.
Yes. Well, we're thankful to have you on the program. Because you are absolutely right. This is my 44th Ramadan. So I thank Allah. I was a part of the nation too. I accepted Islam when I was 19 years old, and now, inshallah, I'm 62. So that's I was a young man, and now I'm an older man. But I thank Allah because He's blessed me to be a wiser man. A wiser mind, you know. And like you said, Islam is life. So, you know, like you said, Allah's the one say that you get good from good, and I mean, you get evil from evil. But what I was saying earlier is that if you look around you in the world, not talking about you or me, but just look in general, I have to get on them more as a Muslim leader, because Allah say in the Quran, He say to the Muslims, He say, I reveal my guidance to you as a criterion to judge between right and wrong. He said, also I reveal my final revelations as a healing for the diseases in your hearts. So, you know, Allah says to us in the Quran, the Muslims, he say, do you enjoin right conduct on other people that's not non-Muslim by, you know, faith and belief, and you study my book, Ron, and you don't even practice it or practice obeying me yourself. So that's an appeal to the Muslims to understand that faith in Allah is, it means obeying Allah. You know, reading the Quran is not even understanding the Quran, not even in the Arabic of the Quran. Reading the Quran is understanding the guidance of Allah. What is Allah? Is understanding the meaning of what Allah said. That's what the beauty of the Quran. It can't be changed. If Allah say this, this is what he means. He don't mean you can't change it into several other meanings. He means exactly what he say. If he say this is bad, that's bad. Stay away from it. If he say this is good, then I permit you to have this, then you take this. So the Quran is the book of life for all human beings. And like you say, Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, his wife, Aisha, radiallahu anhu, if I'm not saying it exactly like some people want you to say it, it doesn't matter. It means may Allah be pleased with her for her support of her husband and the last prophet of Almighty Allah, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa. She said to people that had heard about Prophet Muhammad, they hadn't seen him. She said his life is this book, Quran. She had Quran. She said his life is the Quran, meant that he was living truth of what was revealed to him in the Quran by Allah in the Quran. So the Quran means life. So ain't no way we can be doing things to bring about death if you're practicing living the Quran. The Quran will bring you life, and it will take you all the way back to what? Our real life, which is eternal life, back to Allah. But you got to practice the Quran. You know, that is the most important concern of Allah. It ain't you speaking Arabic. It ain't the rituals you go through. Because even in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says it is not righteousness that you turn your face towards the east or west. He's telling you whether you turn to Mecca or Jerusalem or where, whichever way you turn, you're going to find me present. And he said righteousness is not turning to a direction to pray in. Righteousness is living right. He got about 13 ayahs. He tell you righteousness is to fear Allah, believe in the unseen, be steadfast in prayer, practice regular charity, to obey Allah and his messenger, you know. So, you know, I had written down, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again. You know, in this English dialect, you're a teacher, I'm a teacher also. You know, faith is an action word.
Yes.
Faith is an action word. You know, Allah is a creator of what? Action. Allah is a constant evolver. Allah is a constant creator. Allah's creative powers never end. And Allah is constantly evolving worlds and worlds that will go on for eternity. So, you know, we as human beings, Allah said for us to seek His truth from the cradle to the grave. We must keep evolving into Allah's reality and out of our false reality. But you can only do it if you're sincere. You got to be sincere. Because Allah don't regard faith if it's not sincere, even if you can read the Quran in Arabic as a hafiz. If you're not sincere, Allah don't care nothing about you reciting the Quran in Arabic. Allah don't care nothing about you giving a lot of money in charity or all the good you do if you're not sincere, because Allah said on the day of judgment, it's going to be many, many Muslims and people in general, but mostly Muslims coming to Him. And they're going to say, oh, Allah, I read the Quran, I recited and taught it for your pleasure. Oh, Allah, with all the wealth you gave me, I gave it all out for your pleasure, to please you. And Allah going to stop them and say, you have lied. You didn't do that for me. You read the Quran and recited it so that people will say you was a good reciter of my book. And you gave all that money and all the good you did, that people will talk about you and say, oh, that person is a good person. They always give it. So Allah said He going to order them to be thrown into the hellfire. So Prophet Muhammad said this, and this is so important. Prophet Muhammad said, we're going to be raised up on the day of resurrection and judgment based on our intentions in this world. And Allah said this, sister, and this is so very important. Allah said the believers, not the Muslim, the Mu'min. Allah say the believer's intention is better than our action. And Allah say the unbeliever's intention is worse than their actions. So look at that. And I said this, if a person couldn't fast the whole month of Ramadan, and they had intentions to fast, but for whatever reason they was ill or whatever, they couldn't fast. Allah blessed them as if though they fast the whole month based on their intention. Because He said their action, the intention is better than your actions. So, you know, because you live a morally upright life, people will respect you. Look at Prophet Muhammad. One man changed the whole world history, so today there's human life on the planet. There's human life on the planet today because of Prophet Muhammad. Allah says not only did He reveal the Quran as a mercy to mankind, but He said He raised up Prophet Muhammad as a mercy to mankind also. And you know he was a mercy to his enemies. Even his enemies, they wanted to kill him. But you know they trusted him with their money, and they wouldn't even trust each other with their money. That's how powerful good morality is. Allah will make your enemies become your friend if you just obey his words of good morality in the Quran from Fatiha to Surah An-Nas. Allah says this to him, and then I'm going to let you comment. Allah says when he loved a servant of his on this earth, he had the archangel Jibril, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, to go all over Jannah, paradise, and let all the inhabitants of paradise know I love so-and-so on earth. And he said his love is established for you in heaven. And he said he have the angel, the archangel Jibril, to come down here on earth and go all over the earth and put in every human heart, good or bad, I love so-and-so, and his love is established for you on earth. People will love you, and they don't even like you, like the faith, but they'll find themselves loving you anyway. That's the power of Allah. One of his attributes is they're irresistible. They can't resist the love of Allah.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Just wanted to share that.
Yes, sir. And as you just to let you know, I'm sitting here because I'm catching up on my reading from Ramadan, actually. And I have this little ayah from Surah 21, Al-Anbiya, the prophet. And
yes.
It's saying, ayah 49, those who fear their Lord in their most secret thoughts and who hold the hour of judgment in awe. And, you know, just remember, as you say, remember him. All as much as you can, and then he will remember you.
That's right, and I love that ayat. The power of that ayat is this: remember Allah in your most secret thoughts, because Allah said He knows the secrets of all people's heart.
Yes,
you can't deceive Allah. And Allah says that He loved those. He said He loved those that call on Him constantly, all the time. And he said he loved those who keep themselves pure and clean. And you know, as I was growing up as a little boy and young man throughout my life, especially as a little boy, they used to teach us that cleanliness is next to godliness. That's true in Islam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't be true to Allah and like filth.
Right.
Well, the filth, whether you're talking filthy or doing something filthy, Allah. There's another saying that what we was raised upon, but it was Islam. Allah's spirit don't dwell in an unclean temple, meaning that our body is the mosque or the temple or the masjid. And if our Prophet Muhammad said it does a part of your flesh, if it's clean, then all of you is clean. And he said, if it's bad, all of you is bad. He said, truly, it is the heart.
Hmm.
It's the heart. So Allah's spirit is not dwelling in most Muslims today because their hearts are not clean. Pure. How do I know this? I'm looking at their actions.
Right.
And why am I saying this? Because Allah says, and you may have heard it, but it's true, and some others may have not heard, and they may not agree, and it's okay. But we'll find out because it's in the Quran, Allah speaks about most all the time. And when you're a teacher, and when you say most, that's almost all of something. So Allah says on the day of judgment, out of all the people He created, He say out of every 1,000, 999 are going in the hellfire, going to the hellfire, and only one is coming back to Him in Jannah. Only one. That's serious.
That's serious.
You remember that song when we was growing up, and I used to love it, even though I didn't know what it meant, but I felt it in my soul. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Right.
Or when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. I know I'm there, and I'm trying to be in that number. It ain't easy to be in that number.
Yes, sir.
It ain't gonna be easy to be in that number, 1 out of 1,000. But if you're sincere, your chances are very good that you're going to be in that number. In fact, Allah said your chances are 100% as long as you have good intentions and you're sincere in faith in Him. He ain't gonna let you not come back to Him if you're sincere and you got good intentions and you keep your heart in Tawbah, repentance. Don't ever become satisfied with your wrong. Hate your wrong and love the good, and Allah will guide you.
1 minute.
So,
you have 1 minute.
So, you know, we got about a minute. So I would like for you to say a prayer, sister. Give you an opportunity to say a prayer. You know, since we're coming out of Ramadan, and, you know, you can give thanks to Allah for yourself and for us, and pray that Allah bless us to be better this Ramadan than we were the last one, and going into the Eid, the second Eid, you know, for us to continue to keep that spirit of Ramadan the rest of our life. So I'm going to let you finish with prayer if you want to.
Alhamdulillah. And I'm going to recite Al-Fatiha again, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
All right. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim, ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wala dhalin.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was our beautiful sister, and I dare not interrupt the sister and her comments and the imam and his teaching. It was just beautiful, just wonderful. And we thank you for joining the sister. And if you enjoyed our discussion and our talk show, please spread the word to others and have them to join us sometime too. May Allah bless you and enjoy your vacation in Florida.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
thank
enjoy
you,
your vacation and enjoy the blessings of Ramadan, you and Brother Jihad and all of the believers throughout the world. Enjoy our the most blessed month of all. Ramadan is better than 1,000 months.
Yes,
I mean.
As-salamu
alaykum.
I want to remind you what should happen. Listen to the radio broadcast.
There's no time
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to Him, we all.